give it to it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and it is a big Thursday show for you here today. Mel Kiper Jr., the draft guru from ESPN, will be with us at 1:30 today, and we're going to have a cool feature, a little interactivity for you with Mel Kiper. Obviously, Vic and I will speak with him, but we also want to get your tweets, and we're going to answer the best tweets that we get. So you can tweet the show at Browns_daily, use the hashtag AskMel, and we will actually ask Mel Kiper a couple of the tweets from our listeners today, so be sure to get on board with that. Doug Deacon will be with us in the second hour, 2:15. We'll play a little fact or fiction as well. Here's some sound from Jadeveon Clowney, from Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, and Deion Sanders with some interesting comments on John Football. So we got all that still to come. But today, we want to get your reactions to our mock drafts yesterday. Vic and I both went through our mock drafts. The full first round will be posted soon today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Is it posted yet, Notorious?
Not yet, but it is going. We're in the process of getting it together, and it's good. We're getting the kind of the layout components all done. But it'll be 1 through 32, and then of course the 4th and 26th Browns picks will be in that list, and then the additional picks 35 and so forth will also be in there, along with the comments that you and I have made about these players that the Browns will be picking. But yeah, we'll have all of that aboard on the site today.
Sweet. So that you guys can get all of that on the site today. And to kind of refresh your memories, I went the following for the Cleveland Browns: at number 4, Jadeveon Clowney; at number 26, Kyle Fuller, cornerback, Virginia Tech; at 35, quarterback Derek Carr, Fresno State; 71, wide receiver Jarvis Landry, LSU; and then at 83, guard Brandon Thomas from Clemson, followed by Shane Skov, inside linebacker, at 102. And Vic, who did you go with? The man of the people.
I went with the man of the people selection, one that has clearly been well received throughout Brownstown. I went with Derek Carr at number 4, the Fresno State quarterback. And in a moment, I want to touch upon the fact that the Browns are looking at multiple quarterbacks with private workouts coming up. We're going to get into that in a moment, but I want to tell you that Derek Carr would be my 4th overall pick. And I'll preface this by saying, for those who say, gosh, that seems really high for this particular player, in the structure that we're doing this, we're not doing mock trades. And I'm inclined to believe, if you've listened to the show enough, I've said it, Nathan has said it, we've said it together, that neither would be surprised by some sort of trade scenario that could move the Browns to maybe the middle of the first round, if that's the place where they would target a guy like Derek Carr or whatever, pick up some kind of multiple assets along the way if they could, to move down to get this player from number 4. But for the purposes of this, I think it's a priority to get that quarterback done, and I think in my mind he's the second best quarterback, because the best quarterback I have is Blake Bortles, and I have him going to the Texans with the first pick, and then followed by Greg Robinson, Auburn; Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina. But the Browns getting Carr at number 4 and then jumping all the way down to 26. That's where I have him addressing receiver, with Kelvin Benjamin from Florida State.
Guy who's getting a lot of buzz, by the way, Kelvin Benjamin, because he's 6'5", red zone monster. Apparently, reports coming out today that the New York Jets love Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, and there's been, of course, in both of our mocks, you know, we've got the Jets. I believe you haven't taken a receiver as well. I have him with Marquise Lee from USC at that 18th pick. But Kelvin Benjamin, yeah, maybe he's soaring a little too high, because I like him a lot for that size factor, to go along with the fact that he can run well. Again, I see a lot of Josh Gordon-esque components there. Big guy who can run, big guy who's athletic, big guy who's got really good body control. At 35, I think this is a popular pick. Carlos Hyde, the running back from Ohio State for the Browns there. 71, Victor Hampton, cornerback for South Carolina. Big physical corner. 83, I've got David Yankee, the offensive guard from Stanford. And then my last pick at 102 is also a Stanford player at inside linebacker, just as you had, Shane Scott.
And just so you know, when yesterday I was surprised that Yankee was falling that far, but apparently you were right on the money, as I saw a couple people, Daniel Jeremiah tweeted it out yesterday, and somebody else about Yankee falling to a guy who could go end of third round or maybe even later. So I don't know if he's falling out of favor or what, because initially he was kind of considered it was a 1-2 race between he and Suofilo
right.
from UCLA to be the top interior lineman in the draft, but Suofilo has clearly separated himself because he goes pretty much in the first round of most mock drafts, and now Yankee has fallen a little bit.
So I mentioned about the quarterbacks and the Browns' interest in quarterbacks and working them out. ESPN's Chris Mortensen is saying the Browns have conducted or are planning to hold private workouts with a total of 7 quarterbacks. Now, Derek Carr came public with the fact that there was a private workout for him earlier this week on Monday in Northern California. Louisville's Teddy Bridgewater is another one on the list of quarterbacks that the Browns, again, are either planning to hold a private workout or have done so. There's no specific dates attached to this. Blake Bortles of Central Florida. There were some reports that this might have taken place yesterday, but I'm hearing conflicting things that it could have happened over the last few days. Again, no exact date on that. Add to the list, Eastern Illinois' Jimmy Garoppolo, Pitt's Tom Savage. Nathan, I really, really like this guy. Tom Savage is, oh man, I'm going to tell you something.
I know
he's bounced around. He's been to a couple of schools. His body of work really is the one season at Pitt. He is going to be a lower, maybe sixth, seventh rounder if drafted at all.
I think he's going to go higher than that. Gil Brandt talking him up today. Middlecoff was talking him up, saying that people are going to be surprised how early he goes, getting a lot of buzz.
He's getting buzz, and I know why, because if you look at tape of him, again, big physical pinpoint thrower. I had a coach from an NFL team, not a Browns coach, a coach who works thoroughly with quarterbacks, who's respected for his quarterback's work, told me, quote, "He could be good." He said he could be good, and he didn't say that in the dismissive sense. It was, you know, he said this guy, he's checked him out, but he needs work. You know, he needs that development, all those things. But you talk about attitude. He's really learned. He said at 19 he kind of grew up over the early day was at Arizona and not getting playing time. And he says, and I was a 19-year-old kind of knucklehead when I was unhappy with playing time and how I was treated and didn't have the maturity. You talk with him now, and I had a chance to do so, Nathan, and he sounds like he's learned a lot, worked with his dad's construction company. He said he kind of got the good taste of hard labor and what that's meant for him. And you just get a grounded sense from young Tom Savage that maybe he's, you know, learned some things. And I like that. I just like those qualities. But more importantly, you got to have the physical talent. Keith Wenning from Ball State, also on this list that Chris Mortensen of ESPN has put out there. And finally, John Football, Johnny Manziel, probably at a later time, he said sometime in the next couple of weeks, listed as someone who would be on the Browns' dance card for private workouts.
Yeah, and let me go back to Tom Savage. I get a sense, and you like, I can tell you right now, you like certain traits in quarterbacks. You like big body, check for Tom Savage. Strong arm, definite check for Tom Savage. This guy's got a great arm, played behind a horrific offensive line in Pitt. I think depending on the kind of offense you want to run, this is a guy who could fit in pretty nicely. The initial thing that would pop into my head for Tom Savage would be Arizona with Bruce Arians. As the heir apparent to Carson Palmer, that vertically based offense, or even Minnesota later on with Norv, where he could get in that vertically based offense and throw the football down the field. He does have a strong arm. I didn't love his decision-making, didn't love his accuracy, don't love his footwork at all, but he does have a strong arm, and as you said, sometimes people feel like they can fix that part of it for a quarterback, and if they can, Tom Savage does have some intriguing skill sets, because he may have, when I always said Derek Carr had arguably the strongest arm in the draft, the other person on the side of that argument was Tom Savage.
Right. And again, I fully acknowledge there's a lot of polishing that has to happen with this guy, which is why the initial read on him is much lower, because there's less known about him because of the brief body of work. But all those technical points you mentioned are ones that coaches see, recognize,
sure,
and know needs work. But you, the things that you need to start with are that very thing, that base frame, that size thing, that what you're blessed with in physical skills. And the rest through coaching, you hope can come about, not only through what you give the player and the guidance you show him, how much he accepts it. As I said, just somebody to watch, somebody who I think people do have on their radar as that so-called sleeper guy who may come out of nowhere and do a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, when you talk with him, extremely impressive. I would say the two most impressive quarterbacks with whom I've had, well, Taj Boyd's right high, very high on that list of guys that handle himself well away from the game in conversation, and just a sense of maturity, sense of humor, things that I see in the personality that I like. But I'm putting Savage on that list, and obviously Derek Carr on that list as well. As Nathan mentioned, again, a big show today. We're going to have Mel Kiper with us from ESPN. We'll get his download on all these quarterbacks and all the other possibilities for the Browns. And we're going to talk heavily today about Play the Draft. It's a new game, and you've been seeing it promoted on our website, clevelandbrowns.com. And the game is amazing. It's an opportunity for you to not only be a GM, but to watch the rise and fall of stock, just like you would,
yep,
a stock from in a company. The green arrows up and the point values, the dollar values attached to those, and the red arrows down, et cetera, on players, depending on the various ways their stock rises and climbs based on what other players of the game are doing and so forth. And it's a very cool system. It automatically assigns these values. And we are proud to say that there are 3,000 people signed up for this game since, I mean, we're talking about 0 to 3,000 since this thing started. It's a brand new game, and since this thing was posted and promoted on clevelandbrowns.com. So really thrilled about that, and Mel Kiper is a big part of this game, and he's going to talk about that. And we know you're going to have a lot of questions. We've asked you to submit those via Twitter, @Browns_daily. We also want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Your barks, your growls from the pound. We got to have those from you. So that's all coming up as well. Mel Kiper at 1:30, Doug Deacon at 2:15, Factor Fiction at 2:30. Jam-packed show, great stuff ahead. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford.